بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mua Thani Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was asked, you have written so many kitabs, going to about 1,000 kitabs you have written, and which kitabs you have made mutala, studied in order to write this 1,000 kitabs. Mua's reply was that I studied only 3 kitabs. One kitab was Mu'ad bin Gawi sahab rahmatullah alayh. Second was Imam Muhammad Yaqub sahab, and the third one was Haji Imdadullah sahab rahmatullah alayh. These were the 3 kitabs that I've studied. Yesterday I had explained the deficiency and the weakness in this day is we don't have the level of respect for deen nor for the ahl deen. So if you don't have that level of respect, the desired level of respect, then you will not have that confidence. And when you don't have that confidence, you will not appreciate them. And Allah Ta'ala's law says that to the extent of your appreciation, I will open up things for you. But you don't have confidence, you don't have the trust. That means you don't appreciate. And when you don't appreciate, you feel you'll be able to get yourself. Then the more you get into it, the more you get confused, complications, simple things you can't understand. So the style of the people of the past was, they had that level of confidence. Muhabbat, respect, ihtiram. And then as the muhabbat of this grew, then the understanding also grew. As Mu'ad Thani Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that I will not say that ilm was of no use. Ilm was definitely of use, it was effective. But this ocean that flew out, as Mu'ad was delivering a talk, so there was an advocate that was seated in the audience. So he asked, Tu mujammal az jamala kisti. What made you so beautiful? Your oration, your style, your presentation, and the consistency of your style, and the way you prove your points. So what made your talk so beautiful? So it was just a question that was asked impromptu. Mawlana gave an answer also impromptu. He says, Man mujammal as jamal hajiyam. If you see any good in me, then it's not my good, it is the good of Haji Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So the trust that they had, the love and the respect that they had, was of that level. As though it was an ocean that was coming, and it's coming direct onto them. It was just opening out, and things were just opening. As Muhammad Yaqub Sahib rahmatullah says, that once I was seated at home, and I felt a heavy current coming in, extremely heavy current. You know, as a result, the whole Surah Muzammil opened out into like hundreds of volumes, just that Surah Muzammil, but the ocean that flowed and reached me, we're like oceans and oceans. So much that I became afraid, will I be able to manage this? Or will I die in the process? And thereafter, it slowly subsided. I began to think, where is this coming from? This whole ocean that never come to me before. And where is it coming from? Then I realized it was coming from Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanutwi rahmatullah alayh. If you look at Mawlana Qasim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, then he lived just till 49. So this was before he could pass away, obviously. But then this knowledge, how did he just confer? So Mawlana says that, I will not say that we did not enjoy the Zahid ilm, but this additional bounty that we enjoyed, Really, it was on account of association. Association with Ali Sahib Rahmatullahi. And then, when we associated, then the ocean just opened out. Ocean upon ocean, knowledge upon knowledge, treasure upon treasure, it just opened out for us. As Mu'adh ibn Huwayy Sahib Rahmatullahi, someone asked, Sai Tawakkul. Sai Tawakkul was one Majzoob. Majzoob is a type of a wali, but current that he has taken was so much, gravity of it was so great that he cannot perhaps tolerate it. And because he cannot tolerate it, then he gets mentally a little bit disturbed. So he will do things sometimes irrationally. You may think that he's doing irrationally, but it's not total insanity. You cannot understand what he's doing. Not that there is no understanding in what he's doing, but you can't understand what he's doing. So this is a jamaat of Ahlullah, and they are known as Majzoob. Generally, the sahib, the khidmat that you have, there's two type of khidmat. When a person goes right, you know, he goes right according to the instruction, the teaching of his elders, then he comes at a point where he's like more or less completed. When he's completed, then it is for Allah Ta'ala to decide that what he must do thereafter. Some person is blessed with khidmat of deen. So he will be teaching, learning, writing, some type of khidmat of deen he will be blessed with, whatever the nature of the khidmat. Then this choice also is Allah Ta'ala's. He decides that which person must do with what type of work. Right? So one person is blessed for the khidmat of deen. Right? So Allah Ta'ala chooses him for that. So he may be insignificant, he may be small, but then Allah Ta'ala allows that khidmat to be completed at his hands. It flows out of him. The right type of inspiration, the right type of thought, the right type of direction. So in that short period, but tremendous work is taken out from that person. Like you see, for example, Haji Bhai Phadia Sahib Rahmatullahi. So he wasn't an educated person. If you listen to his talks, then he's talking 3-4 languages, Gujarati, Urdu, English, all mixed up, right? But then, we cannot fathom how Allah Pak took up so much of work out of this man. One man, so much of work, so many madrasas came up, ulama came up, hufas came up, so much of dini work just flowed through this one person. Though, if you look at him, he didn't formally take any education. Then you look at Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he also wasn't formally an alim. But Allah Ta'ala wanted that dini works must happen through his hand. And then Allah Ta'ala allowed the circumstance to be created. Great, great kings of ilm, giants of ilm. Hadi Al-Mu'a Qasim Sahib, Wa'ala Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullahi, Wa'ala Thanwi Sahib Rahmatullahi, Wa'ala Sahan Buri Sahib. And giants, you know, kings of ilm. And they all flowed through him, right? So much of fountains of ilm just flew. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to choose someone, and that person has come to that level where Allah Ta'ala will take a decision. See, like a person has gone to matric, right? From matric, then his elders will decide, all right, now what must he do? Must he do medicine? Must he do law? Must he do engineering? Must he do architecturing? What must he do? So there will be a decision that will be taken at that point. So this is the primary level that he has to complete. Once he's completed the primary level, now you're going to a secondary level. So that secondary level, the Allah Ta'ala will decide, alright, this person here, and what he must do. So Allah Ta'ala will decide from that point onwards, okay, what type of work this person must be blessed with. One sheikh had trained two of his murids. Now this training wouldn't take place in 1 year, 2 years. We think now 10 days sitting in Ethiqa, everything is done. You know, The training sometimes goes up to 30 years, 40 years, 45 years, 50 years. Then that person is made. See, that fana has to come, it is to come to the most perfect level. So, that fana, what is the essence of that fana? That you have abandoned your thought completely. So you just, as though you have absorbed yourself in his thought, in your mashayikh's thought. So your thinking, your behavior, everything has been absorbed. So you're not doing anything of your own. See, this islah that takes place, there's about three levels in this islah process, right? The first level is called inikasi. Inikasi is a reflection. A reflection of the sheikh, of the environment. That environment reflects. When it's deflecting, reflecting, then you feel somewhat conducive, you feel somewhat encouraged, you feel somewhat motivated. So this first type of association, right, is just because of the environment. You came to the environment, so you felt like that. Right? When it is a madrasa day, right, and the whole madrasa is humming with activity, buzzing with activity, then you will see that the student is working, right? He's working very hard. He's particular, he's punctual, he's doing his work, he's making the mutala, takrar, learning so much, reciting so much, going to class, going to sleep. And then you have a break for 3 days. Can he do that amount of work which he was doing in the madrasa day? Can't do it. Why? So there was a created environment. That created environment enabled him to do what he was doing. So it was the force, the barakat of the environment that enabled him to work. No environment, they can't work. An ordinary person, right? He's good at heart, good at mind. So he comes to an istima. Now, when he comes to that istima, so he wants to perform his namaz, he wants to be on kurta, he'll see the buzugan ad-din, and they are wearing shawls, so he'll want to buy a shawl. He'll see someone wearing one amama, he'll put on amama, on topi, right? And for the 3-4 days that he'll be at the istima, he'll be a very good person, right? But now, he may sometimes mistakenly think, see now, what a changed person I am, what a revolution came in my life. But now, let him just get out of the istima, go back home, and then you see, you know, everything is going away. At the istima, everything was working out very, very well, fine for him. Doing khidmat, sitting in the programs, performing namaz. He saw someone performing tahajjud, he was doing tahajjud. Then he saw someone making zikr and tilawat, he was doing that. Everything was working out very well. Everything, you know, clockwork. And then out of the istima environment, now he doesn't see the motivation, doesn't see the drive, he doesn't see the type of yearning in him any longer. So that means that wasn't his own drive, it was just a reflection. Going to an attar shop, right? So for some times, your body, your clothing will smell, will give off that attar. So that attar is not your own, it is just the barakat of that environment. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi says this. He says, man went to a bath. You know, in the old days, they used to have public baths. I don't know if they still have those baths or not. Hammam, they used to call them. So he went to a bath, and he saw a soap, some type of soap, but it was like sand. As you rub, then you get a scenty smell. I suppose they may have infused the scent into that lump of sand. So, when you infuse it, so you rub it in your body, you will clean your body, but your body will give off a smell, right? So, this poet goes into the bath, and he gets that beautiful fragrance. So he asks the soap, you know, ke tu mushki ya abiri? What are you? Are you musk? Or are you ambar? What are you? Ke bua dil awaz hai to mastam, ke because of your fragrance, then I am overwhelmed. Gujarati, they say, I bo masti karaj. Makes a lot of masti. The actual must is from, it's a Persian word. And they say must kalandar, huh? Must kalandar. The actual meaning of must is drunkard, what? Bo mastanche. Right? It's a verb, huh? A lot of musti, right? So the actual meaning of must is what? Drunkard, right? But now in Gujarati and all that, they use it in a different meaning. But that's the actual meaning. Bua dil awaz eto mastam. Because of your fragrance, I'm overwhelmed. I can't, you know, I can't handle this. I'm so overwhelmed. So the soap then speaks. Soap speaks. You see, I am a clot of clay, right? And the association, the barakat of the association has infused into me. The barakat of the association with musk, with amber, has gone deep into me. Varna man khakam ki hastam. But if you go and analyze myself, you go and clinically analyze me, you go and scan me out, you will see that I'm just dust. This association of attar, association of musk, of amber, etc., has gone deep into me. That's the thing that's just made me what I am now. Otherwise, if you look at me, I'm just sand, I'm just soil, nothing, see. So this condition, you see, this condition overcomes you. This comes with the degree of commitment. As you give that commitment, then you're progressing. One step today, then two steps tomorrow, and so forth and so on. Now that's left to the individual, what level of commitment he's giving. You give that type of commitment, and you see changes, just dramatic changes, just changing like that, just changing. Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the first encounter they had with Hari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was when they were studying in Delhi, right? So their ustad was Maulana Mamluk Ali Sahib. Maulana Mamluk Ali Sahib is the father of Maulana Yaqub Sahib, right? And the uncle of Maulana Mazahir Sahib, right? Of Mazahir al-Ulum, right? So he's the ustad. So Maulana Mamluk Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi announced that day that lo, Hadi Sahib aa rahe, sabak band. Hadi Sahib has come, so the sabak has ended today. So Maulana Gangohi says, ye to ajeeb Hadi Sahib aaye hue, ki humare sabak hi ko khatam kar diya. What a type of Hadi Sahib, that our sabak went away. Now look at the student in that zamana, and the student today, Hadi Sahib has come again. Today you think Hadi Sahib has come again. And their minds were different. We came here to learn. So, the immunity, you know, immunity has gone so low, so you need a support system. You see now patients, so many patients you need. They have a respiratory system, support, life support, something you have to keep them up, right? So the immunity has gone so low. Right? Now, in the old zamana, you didn't hear about respiratory and life support. You didn't hear of these things here. But now the illnesses have become so dramatic now that they need a support to support the patient, bring him up again. So similarly now, in this age, now there's so many supports to bring the person up. You can see that spiritually he's just going down. He's dying. So they need to support him, bring him up again. Put this support, put that support, give this support, bring him up again, right? So, and things happening so dramatically. Now imagine, in Ilm, right, we were studying in Myasam, right? So the first year we went, we came after 1 year. 1 year we came. Right? No phone, absolutely. No takeaway, no phone, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's the farm now. You can only see some grass and some fields, and one now and then you find one car coming. It's like a real farm that was, see, the holiday, you know. Now, Just few years later now, in year 71, right? So now what it is? 2018. So many years? What? 46 years. 47 years, right? Now 47 years later, now you tell a child, go live under this circumstances, will he live? Come home once in the year, just eat ordinary simple food, right? And you're just stuck in a farm, no life. It's one, in the holidays, only few people, it's 2-3 people. So you're living in the whole farm like that, right? So you tell a student nowadays to go and live, can he live like that? Right? Now, in a madrasa, now you have to give the child a little bit of takeaway, burger, shawarma, whatever, take him for a ride, you know, give some clothing, give him a phone, all these things you have to give him. What was unimaginable then, now it became a necessity. See that? So they say, khaishat kabhi zaruriyat ikhtiyar kar leta hai. These were all temptations, and the temptation became like a lifeline, you know, life support. You need to have it. And if you don't give him that support, then he'll just collapse. Whatever he's doing, the little that he's doing, he'll just collapse. So now, because they became so weak, so the standards became weaker, the madrasa became weaker, not like what it was then. Jamaat also now, so they'll spoil the people that are coming on Jamaat, so they give some food, some barai, whatever, so that they carry on. The intention is not to spoil them with that barai and whatever, to bring them on. That's the intention. But if they put them on the original system, you know, the original system, they won't manage. They'll die perhaps in the process. Or they may just fall into a depression. So now they have to, in other words, you know, they have to pamper them, give them these toys, this lucky packet, the sweet, chocolate, toffees and all that. Give them all these things here and bring them up and get them to understand how important this is. See. So people don't understand these things. So when they don't understand, and when they see now, for example, in a madrasa, the sunnah being pampered, says, what is this now? How can they do such a thing? So you'll have, if you don't do that, you'll have one of two situations. Either you'll have no ilm at all, because these luxuries have become like necessities, right? Luxuries have become like necessities. See, now look at Hajj, right? The first year that we went for Hajj, we went to St. Fatih, right? No aircon, just one fan, right? You can imagine the Makkah, Mukarramah, the temperatures, right? 45, 50. Now I say, if anybody is going for Hajj, and he's just got one fan, he'll manage. Will they manage? Now, Allah has seen, Al-Ana, خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ وَعَلِيمَ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ ضَعْفًا. Allah has seen the weakness. And now you can't manage it. So give an acorn, a lift, rub, special food, small takeaways, all type of things. So just to push you, right? So in every system now, in every situation now, those systems have all collapsed. When they collapse now, you have to give a life support. Something to support the person, bring him up again. Imagine now, just 47 years ago, what was the halat? And now today, what is the halat? Where we used to go once a year, right? Now, once every week. Every week you go home, coming back. Going home, coming back, right? Don't you see that? They once a year you're going. And now every week you're going. Right? Where you were not allowed to use the phone, start saying, you would use the phone, come to the office, and use the phone, and then leave it again. See? So, systems have changed, conditions have changed. So when conditions have changed, I have to understand that either you have a situation where you have no knowledge, absolute no knowledge, right? Or you may just have one person wanting to learn in that way, in that style, one or two persons. Out of 500 people, one person. What will happen to you then? What will happen to people? They'll all go to jahalat, right? So, you create a system that is conducive for everybody. That person that wants to make mujahada, the road to mujahada is open to him. He can sacrifice, he can do everything, right? But you left the system open so that that person that doesn't manage to come to that level, that he comes up with a little bit of his spoilt, his comes up, you know. My one uncle is late now, so for some times he was not happy with some of the khanka systems, you know. Khanka system and, you know, so much of comfort and luxury and whatever, whatever, compared to the jamaat. He is more jamaat orientated and he's looking at the rugged style, taking your own bedding, moving from one place to one other place, and then you have the standard jamaat menu, tin fish or beans, you know. That is the your menu, general menu, right? So now, he is now for that type of Islam, right? So, any one day he came to me, good at heart, but now what he was used to, so he felt that is the standard, must go with that. Right? And anything moved away from that, he was thinking that is not right, see. So one day he came to me, says, I had a dream. So what dream you saw? So he says, we were all Jamaat people and the Khanka people, both are before the Roza Mubarak. And all waiting to, all queued up, all lined up to meet. So there's a group of Jamaat people, they are lined up and they are waiting to meet. Right, queuing up. And Khanka people, they have queued up all to meet. But then he says that the difference was, the Jamaat people were standing, and they were, this were a little bit relaxed, some sofas and couches and all that, but they were also lined up to meet. So then I told my uncle, you know, these Khanka people, don't pick on them. The direction is the same. See, whether you talk of the Jamaat or you talk of the Khanka, both direction is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? But the second group here, perhaps they can't manage that level of mujahada that the first group is managing, right? They're managing, and this group cannot manage. So they're coming in with their comfort, and these people are coming with their hardship. But both direction is the same. Right? See that Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi, and when he wrote those couplets, Ya Abid al-Haramain, Law Ra'aytana. So one is Fuzayl ibn Iyaz, and he's like a Khanka style, and Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi, and he is like a Mujahada style, right? Jihad, and out all the time, right? So Abdullah ibn Mubarak is one, and then Fuzayl ibn Iyaz, rahmatullahi, is another. But both are going in the same direction. One cannot manage that type of Mujahada, and one is living night and day in Mujahada, right? So Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi is giving preference to that, obviously, right? لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة. But Allah Pak then says, وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حُسْنَى. Allah Pak looks at both the groups favorably. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حُسْنَى. So when Allah Ta'ala looks favorably at both, so you don't have a right to condemn any one group. He's coming in with his luxury, he's coming in with hardships, right? But both are coming to the same direction. We will say, maybe perhaps in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, these people will get a greater level of reward because of the mujahada. But you cannot condemn them, because Allah Ta'ala says, كُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah Ta'ala has promised both husna. Husna means jannat, etc., right? So both have been promised. So you don't have the right to condemn. Yes, if it's not agreeable, then you don't move with them. Move with the other jamaat, it's all right. But you don't condemn them. Don't look, despise them. Don't look down upon them. Right? Sometimes it happens to us that when we are making too much of mujahada and all that, and that group that is not making mujahada, then but they on the same line. But now we want to condemn them, say, ah, they're wasting time, Khanka, what are they doing? Yeah. Eating nicely, coming fat and plump. Right. Right. They can't manage your level, right? But they are trying, in their own way, they are trying to come also. Alright, we will say that is better, but we will not say this is not right, they are on course. This is a superior. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ مُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. This people's martaba is greater. But both are on course. So therefore Allah Ta'ala promises both with husna. See, it's not for us. As long as a person is practicing the sunnah, he's coming on, he's trying, right? Then you don't have the right to run him down. One sahabi comes to Madina Munawwara and he accepts Islam, right? And then he asks about hijrat. He says, Nabi Sam then said, Inna sha'an al hijrati la shadeed. Hijrat is not an easy thing, a difficult thing. Hijrat, it's not an easy thing, it's a difficult thing. Right? It's now perhaps around a time when hijrat was compulsory. See? So when at the beginning, when a person accepted Islam, then he was asked to leave his town and settle in Madina Munawwara. Now imagine now, if you have to leave everything, uplift everything and move. Is it easy? Wife, children, house, business, occupation, everything. I see. Just leave all that and come here now. It's a difficult thing. So, inna sha'an al hijrati la shadeed. So, hijrat is a difficult thing. So, Nabi Sam thereafter, it's a long hadith, you stay at home and do your faraiz, namaz, roza, zakat, etc. You do all that and inshallah, you will also come up to the same point. So, effectively what the hadith is showing, that there's going to be a group that doesn't have that strength, right? Right. So when they don't have the strength, then they have got some relaxation, some concession. Come, you also come on the same line. Maybe you can't do it at the very high level, but at the level that you can manage, do that level. Do that level. You can't do it at the very high level, alright? But that doesn't mean if you can't do it at the highest level, that you don't do it at all. Do it at the level that you can manage. As long as you're leaving out haram. The most important thing is, leave out haram. Don't play around, don't experiment with haram. Whether the haram of the eyes, the ears, tongue, or even the haram of the heart. Leave all this haram. The things that are doubtful, not right, incorrect, leave it out. Right. So we are talking about Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and when he started, right? So he's the madrasa in Delhi, and Hadi Sahib has come in. And we talk of Mia Sahib being difficult, and his day, Mawlana's day, was such that Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he used to attend his classes, he would leave out the normal road, you know, the normal road, and he would take an alternate road. Now this is a normal road, normal, everybody uses this road. So he will leave that normal road, he will take an alternate road to the madrasa. So en route to the madrasa was a madzub. We're talking about madzub. So the madzub told him one day, I know why you're taking this alternate route, because you can't afford all what's in the bazaar, right? So you're taking this alternate route. So what you do, I will show you the art of alchemy. So you can change metal into gold, and then you'll have enough money, you can buy the comforts that you want, right? So Mawlana didn't pay attention until one day that madzub shouted him, he must take it. Now not to dishearten him, he took it. Right? He took it, and after that he never used it at all. Until when he left Delhi, completed his formal studies and came to settle in Gangoh, about 4 or 5 years later, one person came and said, I heard that you learned the art of alchemy. He said, yeah, meri Tirmidhi Sharif mein kahin rakha hua hai. It's inside the pages of my Tirmidhi Sharif, go and see, take it. He didn't even ask him to leave the original and make a photo and to go. He didn't take the thing. He's so occupied, you see. And then for the food, now look at the, you know, we're talking of this being difficult, what difficulties they went through. There's no food, absolutely no food. There's no food, you're going to the vegetable shops, right? Veg shops. And whatever left over there, cabbage leaves or lettuce leaf, whatever, bhajia, whatever leaves that are left, taking all that, washing that, boiling that, adding some salt, that's the supper, breakfast and lunch. Can you live like that? So they went through that type of difficulty. So you see their mind so deeply absorbed in ilm. Morning, afternoon, evening, so absorbed in ilm. So Mu'adh bin Ubayy rahmatullah has now completed his formal studies. When he's completed his formal studies, so now there was some wedding or some function that was around Thanabhuvan, right? So you get Thanabhuvan, you get Shamli, all that coming on one belt, Jalalabad coming on one belt. So for example, the wedding is in Shamli, they have to cross through Thanabhuvan to get to Shamli, right? So as they come to Thanabhuvan, Rajmohan Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah had heard of Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah. He met him, he used to come to meet his ustad, Mawlana Mamluk Ali Sahib Rahmatullah. So now I am here, so let me meet the saintly person, this great buzruk, let me meet him, take his duas and move on. So Mawlana had two intentions. One is to attend that function, it was a family function, but also to discuss an important issue with Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah. He was an alim, and he was a peer bhai of Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah. So he's an alim also, but he's a peer bhai. That was both of them are the murids of the same Sheikh. So he came and he says, he meets Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah. So Hadi Sahib asks him, alright, what's your intention? He said, no, my intention is to go and discuss this issue here with Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah. What is the issue? The issue is about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He's going to come down, right? Then he will live for 30, 40, 50 years, married and children, and then he will pass away and buried besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah, you should say that if you don't believe in this, of Isa alayhi salam being buried besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this will be going against Nas, will amount to kufr, obviously, right? Almar Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah said, this is from Khabar-e-Ahad. In Khabar-e-Ahad, then you can't declare a person as a kafir. So I need to go and discuss this with him. So Hadi Sahib is not a formal alim. All Hadi Sahib said, no, he did like this. No, hargis nahi. Humare bare hai. He's an elder. You don't want to discuss, don't want to debate. See what I was saying at the beginning. One of the important reasons why people are excelling today is because this darje ki ihtiram aur adab ki zarurat hai, ilm, deen aur ahl deen ka wo to hai nahi, baqi nahi raha. The level of respect, the level of regard that you need to have for deen and the people of deen, that level is not there. Now, if you study this, analyze this, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah is not a formal alim, right? And what Mu'adh Gangoi Rahmatullah is discussing is the truth. There's no two ways about it, right? But then Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah says, no, bare hai, is tarah se nahi karna chahe. And Mu'adh Gangoi Rahmatullah just cancels his whole itinerary. In the meanwhile, he is not yet formally bayat to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah, not even formally bayat. See? But you see the respect, the muhabbat, the adab that he's showing. And that's what Thana is complaining, that we're not showing that. So if we're not showing this, then every system is then collapsing. The system can work to the level that you will respect it. You will find good results in a school or in a madrasa if the children are all respecting the systems, right? Silence, adab, they all punctuality, they're doing all that, right? So then you'll see a good level of progress. But they're not showing that respect, they're coming when they want, they're disrespecting the teacher, what can you do? One teacher was complaining, I won't tell which private Islamic school it was, but the child came with a little bit of delay, right? So, came to the class. So he came with a delay, with a smile on his face, and hands in his pocket. Yeah, you can't do me anything. It's against the law It's against the law. Verbal abuse, physical abuse is against the law. You can't do anything. But I ask you, can that student progress? He's got his hand in his pocket, got a smile, not cared, not bothered at all. And he's got the heart to say to the teacher, you can't do anything, because verbal abuse is breaching the law. And similar physical abuse, you can't do anything. See that? So how is he going to... So he's not respecting the system. When no one respects the system, then it will be a disaster. It will be a failure. The whole thing will just fail. Because you don't have the respect. So we're missing the point. We're doing everything else. Giving studying aids, tutoring, and everything else we're doing. But the primary thing is the respect. That we're leaving out. So we're giving everything else. Some special aid and special assistance. But the primary thing that was supposed to be given, we're not giving the child. Or the child is not interested. Either we're not giving it to him, or he's not interested in it. When he's not interested in it, then he may have stayed in the madrasa for 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. But you don't see the color of ilm in that person. What's the reason? See that? See a bunyadi baat. So now these people, they looked at life differently. Absolutely different. Hafiz Ahmad will just say once, he cancelled his intention. Anyway, now, he's, I'm here in Tanabol, let me stay a day or so, and then I'll move. Now he stayed one day, he says, no, let me stay another day. Second day, then let me stay a third day. In the meanwhile, as Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi has not yet accepted him for bayat, right? And someone else, some other mashayikh that's around there, they're also trying to learn towards them that come in for bayat at our hands. I don't say that they were mashayikh, they were wrong. They're true mashayikh. But they're luring him towards themselves. But Hazrat Ganwar Rahmatullahi is more inclined towards Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi. In the meanwhile, in all this commotion, Hafiz Zamin Sahib has to pull in. When Hafiz Zamin Sahib pulls in, Hafiz Zamin Sahib sees Mu'agir a little bit worried and perturbed. What's going on here? So he spilled the beans and says, jiske saath dil laga hua hai, toh wo be-rukhi karta hai. To the person that I'm inclined, he is showing disinterest. And jiske taraf koi tawajjuh nahi, jiske taraf koi raghbat nahi hai, wo apni taraf bula raha hai. I'm not interested, but that person is trying to attract me. The one that I'm interested in, he is not interested. So, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, Gangwar Rahmatullahi was a little bit worried. So, Zabin Sahib Rahmatullahi comforted him, saying, don't worry. Inshallah, sabr ko tumhara kaam ban jayega. Be patient, inshallah, some things will work out for you. Anyway, then, he's thinking now, I just came with one set of clothing. Now I came with one set of clothing or dusre ke makan ke upar aakar ke jam jana to go and stay at someone else's place. Now how can I do this? So when this thought was overwhelming, then what would happen? Adi Sahib said, don't worry, don't worry. Your food, all that will be sorted out. Don't worry about it. And sometimes it would be that the thought to stay will be overwhelming. Sometimes the thought to leave will be overwhelming. And sometimes the thought to stay will be overwhelming. Right? So, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi comforted me, said, don't worry about this thing here. Your food arrangements all is done, so don't worry about it. So now, he's settled. When he's settled mentally, so then he says to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi that he wants to be admitted. In Biyat, right? So Ali Sahib admitted him and came towards the night. So Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi suggested to the Khadim that will arrange the room. Said, you see, this is the sleeping quarter. Everybody sleeps here, like how you go to the masjid. So his charpai, Mu'agir's charpai must not be very far from mine. Right. So the charpais are arranged. And the bayat is done. Bayat and then Charpayas arranged. So in the Bayat, Hazrat Gangur Rahmatullah is telling Haji Sahib Rahmatullah, Mujhse yeh tahajjud wagera nahi padhi jayegi. I can't read it, get up for tahajjud, you know, you're taking 2-3 hours in tahajjud, I can't do all this thing here. Haji Sahib told him, you know, aapko kisne tahajjud padhne ko kaha? Who asked you to get up for tahajjud? Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you to do that. But anyway, you know, the bed is, Haji Sahib's bed is here, and Mawagirah's from this bed is there. So now, Haji Sahib got up for tahajjud, made wuzu, charged his zikr and all that. So Mawagirah says that, you know, my eyes opened up, but maine karwat badal di. I just changed the side. I thought I'll get the sleep, but the sleep is not coming. I got up, and I thought I'll just change the side, get some sleep. So now, rather than wasting the night, let me also join in the zikr. So I joined in the zikr. Haji Sahib complimented me in the morning. Haji Sahib told me in the morning, Mauli Rashid Ahmad, tumne to purane kharrat ki tarah se zikr kiya. You did like zikr, like a person that's doing zikr for ages, you know. So beautiful your zikr was. So someone asked Mauli Rashid Ahmad, phir kya hua? Phir kya hua? I give this whole introduction for this one sentence. Right? Phir kya hua? So he says, phir to hum mar mite. That's the word. Phir hum mar mite. Then we gave ourselves. Then we aage piche kuch nahi dekha. Then we gave ourselves one way. It was around that time that someone saw a dream, right? Up till then, Haji Sahib wasn't married. So Haji Sahib was staying, no? Used to prepare for all the mehman that could come. So now, someone saw a dream around that time that Nabi Sassan has entered the house and he's telling the sister-in-law, move away because main Haji Sahib ke mehmano ke mezban. I am the host of Haji Sahib Rahmatullah's guest. So you move away, I'll arrange. I'll arrange for the food. So you move away. So, as Haji Sahib Rahmatullah translated it, that from now onwards, there'll be ulama that will be coming in. And after this dream, and hardly any days had passed, 1-2 days had passed, and then Gangur Rahmatullah, jo sar khail ulama hai, he was the first person to initiate this thing here. Now, dekha dekhi, people say, hey, Gangur Rahmatullah is biyat, you know. So he's prominent, he's known, he's recognized. So everybody joined the bandwagon. But the man, this was the person that started it, initiated it, you see. Now, just one set of clothing, and he's sitting there, staying there, right? Finding it difficult, one day he's finding it difficult, one day he's finding it enjoyable, I must carry on. Then, around 30 days or something passed, or something, whatever, 30 days or 40 days have passed. So, Haji Sahib Rahmatullah now says, alright, now you can leave, right? And then in the process he tells him, Khuda ki taraf se jo kuch mujhe mila tha, jo ni'mat mujhe mili thi, main aapke support karta hu. Ab aapka kaam hai isko barhana. The gift that Allah Pak has blessed me, I passed it on to you. Now it's for you now to progress this thing, to move it up. See now, sometimes it happens with khilafat and ijazat, person feels, I'm done. It is just a starting point, like, you know, kitab, now, formerly you did kitabs, so now you got a certificate that you have completed this kitab. It is just a certificate to show that you have completed this kitab here, but now you've got the ability to progress, to take it to a different level. Now it's left to you altogether. If you take it, you move with it, you're going to progress. And if you don't move with it, then you will come down, you will deteriorate. So, sometimes it happens that, like in kitabs, in this tasawuf or so, when the person has got that ijazat, he begins to become complacent. Right? But whereas it is just the shaykh's impression about the person that now he's got the ability, inshallah he can take it further. He's got the ability. Now if he works, he can take it to a higher level. So it's subject to him working, it's subject to him how he takes it, how he handles it. He handles it correctly, he's taking it, he's an asset for himself, he's a blessing for himself, and blessing for people as well. But if he doesn't use it, he misuses it, then he will deteriorate, right? He'll become badnam sometimes. He earns a bad name for himself, and bad name for his people also. For his elders also, he becomes like an alim now. He's taking it, so when he's taking it, and it's moving well, so he earns a good name for himself, and for his tutors, teachers, elders, etc. But if he doesn't look after this ilm, then he's earning a bad name for himself, as well as the institute, the teachers, the tutors, etc., that supported him in this whole process. So, we're just talking about association. And in association, what's needed to be done? That you just relax, give yourself, and then Allah Ta'ala will take from you all this. He will show you. He will show you, alright, what's to be done, what's not to be done, right? How you do it. But then, all this comes to the level of commitment that you've given. And the commitment must be not just physical, it must be even mental. I need to do this. I need to do this. What they're saying is right, and I need to go through this whole exercise. Then, no kharkhasha, that word was used here, kharkhasha, no reservations in accepting it. Whatever has been told to me, I'm doing it, and I have no reservations in it. So, in those days that Gangwe Rahmatullah was there, Mawla says that Hadithab tested me out as well. So my meals used to be arranged with Hadithab. We are eating from one plate, one dastarkhan, we sit both sitting and eating, right? So the plate used to be like so small like us, it should be like a kuncha, you know, kuncha like this. You saw? Kuncha. Huh? Kuncha is big like this. Some say kuncha, some say thali. Thali. So that's a big plate, right? So, whilst both having the meals, Hafiz Zamin Saab pulls in. And he sees now, all the specials are on Hadi Saab's side. Yeah, the dark diwar this side, Pasur Mug this side, like in our language, all the special kebabs and the chops all that are on this side. You can't make a plan also. Just keep something on your side. So, Hafiz Zamin Saab is a peer bhai. So when he's a peer bhai, then he can talk a little bit openly, he can talk freely. And normally, of course, he's like a, you know, nowadays they say loose cannon. He'll just say whatever he needs to say, he'll say it. He won't waste time. Hadi Saab Rahmatullahi was very soft, he's very considerate, he won't say very considerate, he'll hold it, right? So one person comes just around after Zohar, you know. Comes on after Zohar and he'll park by Hadi Saab, some Pathan Saab. He's going to park by Hadi Saab Rahmatullahi. He did it for the first day. Hafiz Zamin is watching. He came, come for the first day, second day, third day. Now after the fourth or the fifth day, Hafiz Zamin Saab couldn't take it anymore. He said, "Dekho, Khan Saab, ये बड़े मियां तो न रात को सोते हैं और न दिन को सोते हैं. He doesn't sleep at night, he doesn't sleep in the day, right? थोड़ी देर के लिए जोहर के बाद आराम करने को जाते हैं, but he's going to rest a little while after जोहर. तुम आकर के तंग करते हैं, you come and eat his brains up. वो कुछ तो कहते नहीं, तुम जोरू के बगल में पूरी रात गुजारते हैं. In your wife's arms, you're sleeping nicely, enjoying. And you're totally inconsiderate of this man here. The whole night you're enjoying like this. You're inconsiderate of this. You don't come around this time here. Now he's going to, that's the only time he's got about 15, 20 minutes he goes to rest. And now you come in and interrupt his time for rest. So he's not going to be sleeping at night, not be sleeping in the day. Khabardar tum is waqt aaye. Haat tod dunga. You come, what shall you come this time? Break yourself if you do it. So you need someone like that, you see. You need someone to just see that this man is right. You know what? Hari said, he's not talking, not saying anything. He's akhlaq ka mujassama. He's just an embodiment of goodness, goodness. So he won't say. So someone had to stand up for him and say, this man, it's his resting time. That is, he'll burn himself. No, na raat ko sote hai, na din ko sote hai. No rest at the night. So anyway, we're talking of Hafiz Zamin Sam, he's pulling in, right? So Hafiz Zamin Sam, like I say, is a little bit open and a little bit of humor in his tabiat. There's humor in his tabiat, right? And the person is humorous, and that humor, it extends to the hereafter as well, right? Carries on to the, someone's a little bit hot-headed, so the heat goes that side also, sometimes. Even after he's reached that side, then too, sometimes, he will give it to you, right? Mufti Farooq Sahib's Khadim, you know that, Mawlana Adil, that Mawlana Adil, and his brother, Mawlana Khadim, is Parvez, Mawlana Parvez. So both of them were very thick with Mawlana Mufti Farooq, all the khidmat and all whatever, they'll do the khidmat. And Mufti Farooq will let them have it also. Give it to them. Shout them. Small things, shout them. And they say, oh, you know, teen so. Like 3,000 men will take this one. Better jakar khalo. He'll shout them also, but he'll see the night also. It's a little bit hot, you see. So, one day now he's going to travel to some London or somewhere. So the different departments in the madrasa, he's going to jack them up, going to reprimand them, hey, see that you do things right. Now, these two people, they will sit down and accompany him to the airport, right? So Mufti Farooq Sahib wants them. So anything running around here, passport, this, that, whatever, they can do it. So now this, apprehensive to say anything, because just now he reprimanded the people in the different departments. Right? So when he reprimanded them, now he came in that state of mind, so now they frightened to say start with anything. So now he shouted them again. Now they're moving to Delhi to the airport, shouted them. Kya khamoshi ka gul kha rakha hai. You enter a rose of silence, what? Now then you have to start off something. So you can see now that heat was nothing in the heart. It's just a little bit of a show, right? But nothing in the heart. So anyway, now Mufti Farooq Sahib passed away, right? So when he passed away, so this Mawlana Adil is telling me that he saw him in the dream, right? And in the dream he's shouting him again. Tum nawwabi karte ho, duniya mein kya hota hai tumhe kuch pata bhi nahi. You're acting like a lord here. It's carrying on like a lord. What's happening in the world? What's happening, you know, affairs of people? You're not paying any attention. So when he caught the reprimand, he thought to himself, there's some problem in the madrasa and I'm not paying attention. Because his madrasa is separate. Mufti Adil's madrasa is different, separate. So now the madrasa people were all surprised, okay, what made this man come? Just say this, you know. He didn't come at this time. He didn't come here. What happened? So he told them, you know what this is what happened. This is what I saw them. Lucky you came. There was a massive problem here. Inshallah, your help and all your guidance, and we'll get this sorted out. See? So they are good at heart, some people, but just that it's their tabiat thing. Now you must be able to understand their tabiat. Then you can work with them. You mustn't get ghabrat. If they shout, you don't get ghabrat. After 5 minutes, they will calm down and be finished. So Hadi Zamin Sahib was there now. Sometimes he gets hot, but he's a very jolly person. Now he was shaheed, and his body was brought to near Tanabur, near there. So one Yemeni sheikh, he came and he saw a grave, so he started making dua for him. Then when he passed that side, so he said, "You talk very mazaki admi hai. He's a jolly person. So what happened?" So when I stood by him to make some fatiha, make dua and all that, he said, "Jao, jao, jao. Ye fatiha to murde ke par padte hai. Fatiha, you know, you read Fatiha, that you read Feet for the Dead. In other words, he's a shaheed. So the Quran says, Bal Ahyaun. So I'm alive. What do you read Fatiha here, this side? So the jolly tabiyat of this extends that side also. It carries on. So you get this Buzuganadin, Awliya, Buzuganadin, Ulama. You get with different temperaments. Now understand the temperament and you'll go well with them. So if they have a sudden freak, just do like, you're very, very worried. Inside was you normal. You don't get disturbed. Don't get disturbed. Don't get carried away. Don't get blown away. Just do like you got worried. And when they normal, then you can burst out laughing again. But when they show some anger, you mustn't laugh at that time. See, that's, it psychologically affects the person. That I'm shouting and he is laughing here. What's wrong with him? It's a psychological thing. So just go with the flow and you must behave like you're very worried. But you mustn't get worried, you mustn't get angry. Hey, how can he shout for a small thing like this? You know, what do you think of himself? Every small thing is a problem here. Nothing is right here. He doesn't appreciate anything. We do everything for him, and then everything is just making a moan here. So if you have that attitude, then you will lose out. That is his nature. His nature is he'll shout and just do something. So at the time that he's freaked out, you must just carry on, carry on a little bit serious. After he'll become normal. See, talk about this Buzuwan and Oliya, they got nothing in the heart. He's just a sudden freak. See, like you see the waves coming, right? Something like a freak wave coming. Just come like that. Huh? After that, the ocean just settles. So it's a freak. The freak temper, right? And when that thing is over, then he'll be settled again. But now, if you take him seriously, why is he behaving like this? What right he's got? He's not my father. He can't shout me like this. What's wrong with him? You know, he must have some brains. So then you lose out. You say, no, I came to learn from him. So this is part of the package, what? Part of the package. And sometimes you need all the spice. Otherwise, you can't digest the thing. You know, no spice and all that. You can't take it. It must be spiced up nicely. Right? So if you reason with that, you'll be able to work with people. See what I'm talking about? You're working in an institute, right? And in an institute, you've got all types of people, all mixed baggage. But if you can take them like that, then you'll take it very well. But now, hey, why hit me? Why he shouted me? But then, tomorrow to in to gaya. Then your road to that ilm is gone. Imam Malik rahmatullahi, people will come, small misdemeanor, right? Bichao isko, put him down. 3 cuts, even 5 cuts. Right. Now you can take the thing very good. He said, so one person he beated him or something, and he didn't yet started him. So he says to Imam Malik rahmatullahi, alright, you know what, I'm not going to forgive you for this. Now, he's a great saintly person on his side. On his end, he's a great saintly person. And he can't take this thing. Man, he's not going to forgive. What's going to happen to me? So, alright, what is the way to forgiveness? So every stroke you gave me, give me 10 hadiths. For every stroke, you gave me 10 hadiths. Then I'll commit the wrong again tomorrow. And again, for every stroke, the 10 hadiths. Now, they are very particular how they will pass on the hadiths. You must show a certain level of discipline, respect, etc. Then they will pass. So now, this person, the stroke is easy. Take the stroke, but get the hadiths. So they planned it out and they didn't take this thing seriously. Part of the person, nation, I'll just live with it, but take what we're supposed to be taking and move on. Allah Bhaktofi Yasif.